This is GIS News. Coming up, schools urged to better utilize National Education Inspectorate reports. New infant department opens at Bull Bay Old Age, and NEPA commemorates International Ozone Day. The news in detail after this message.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 will not be on the November voters list and cannot be added before March 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Now the news. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging school administrators to make a greater effort to implement recommendations by the National Education Inspectorate, NEI, to boost their performance. This after the 2015 report of the NEI revealed significant deficiencies in school leadership and management and faulty teaching learning methods across the majority of public schools. Mr. Thwaites says the inspection reports must be used as a roadmap for improvement in order to ensure schools are able to meet academic and social performance targets.
For all school boards, the school improvement plan is your first order of business. For every principal and for every teacher, your contribution to the school improvement plan, your participation, not just responsibly but proactively, is in fact the basis upon which you ought to be held accountable.
The education minister was speaking at the launch of the 2015 NEI report on Tuesday. The NEI report examined a total 953 primary and secondary schools based on the Ministry of Education's 8 prescribed parameters for effectiveness. A new infant department has been officially opened at the Bull Bay Old Age School in St. Thomas under the Ministry of Education's Early Childhood Rationalization Program. The program is aimed at merging basic schools into infant departments and primary schools to allow students to be exposed to trained teachers and bolster the nutrition of children at the early childhood level. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the new infant department highlights the direction of government policy to invest more heavily in early childhood education.
An infant school related to a primary school allows for proper governance, allows for the needs of children to be looked at from the very earliest stages. Where somebody has a challenge, then they can be corrected before it becomes a handicap.
Reverend Thwaites says from a budget of $47 million, 28 schools have been identified for renovation or modification for the creation of infant departments during the 2015-16 academic year. The ministry has already amalgamated over 200 early childhood institutions into infant departments and is looking to complete another 300. Approximately $9 billion has been spent to provide job opportunities for close to 60,000 persons under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, since its implementation in 2012. Project Director for JEEP, Carolyn Gardner, says jobs were undertaken on various initiatives across the island. She adds that members of the team and the various implementing agencies will continue to ensure high-quality outcomes are delivered on the projects undertaken.
So when we go out and we are doing our road repairs, we are doing it well so that our communities and our people can benefit. So we are truly happy about that we have buy-in from all of our stakeholders, and we are really rolling ahead with that.
Mrs. Gardner was speaking in an interview with GIS News. JEEP was officially launched by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller on March 22, 2012. And today, September 16, is International Ozone Day. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is spearheading Jamaica's observance under the theme, Ozone, All There Is Between You and UV. Public Education Manager at NEPA, Dion Rose, says activities will focus on encouraging persons to protect their skin and eyes from harmful rays of the sun.
So, in commemoration of the day, we've been reaching out to Jamaicans. 10 to 2 p.m. we'll be mounting a display at the National Environment and Planning Agency at our head office at 10 Caledonia Avenue.
NEPA is encouraging persons to play their part in preventing ozone depletion by purchasing ozone-friendly chemicals. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.